What's good, Coochie Gang? It's your girl Chris here at The Monthly, and this is The Monthly Podcast. You know, every month I come to you with some advice and some info from the maternal, reproductive, and period health spaces. And this month is no different. This month is October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I'm happy y'all tapping back in with me. I want to thank everybody that tuned in to last month's episode, The PCOS Struggle is Real. I also want to thank the OU Women's Health Advocacy and the University of Oklahoma for having me on campus to speak with y'all. It was an amazing experience, and I can't wait to come back, y'all. It was so dope. Also, I want to be able to thank everybody who donated to my organization, the Inc. Advocates of Oklahoma City. You know, we are an organization that collects menstrual products for kids in schools, the homeless, and the incarcerated. And we just had a period product drive probably a couple of weeks ago, and we were able to collect over 900 menstrual products for people in our city. So I want to appreciate and thank everybody that was able to donate to the organization. Now, onto this month's episode, which is entitled Protect Your Breasts. Again, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so it was only right. I was able to fortunately volunteer for the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk, the Oklahoma City leg of that tour this month. It just happened last Saturday, and when I tell you, it was such an exhilarating experience. The rest of this episode will show you guys what I saw, the sights and sounds, some of the people that I was able to speak to, family members, even breast cancer survivors, and we got some good info in as well. So sit back, relax. I'll be back at the end to chat with y'all, and enjoy. On this past Saturday, October 21st, the Oklahoma City leg of the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk took place. Upon me checking into my post, it wasn't quite ready yet, so it was still fairly dark, and I just checked out the scenery around me as the participants started to file in. It was amazing seeing all of these people from different walks of life come in by the droves to celebrate one commonality, and that is fighting breast cancer. Good morning, Coochie Gang. We made it. We are here at Bicentennial Park for the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk. As you can see, the sun is starting to come up. Hope Village is looking beautiful with everybody participating. They're starting to file in. The Hope Breakfast is about to start. I'm working the start finish line, so come by my booth and see me. The race starts at 9. Once more volunteers reported to our post, the start finish line went up. And then after that, we started stacking the table with fruit, juices, water, snacks for participants to grab and refuel on their walk. After I finished helping with that, I ventured off into Hope Village. Y'all, Hope Village was so amazing. It was so beautiful seeing all of the vendors. There were a multitude of vendors from different companies like CVS and Kroger out there representing. There were different vendors for retail, vendors for breast cancer awareness and education. There was different food vendors as well. There were booths where you can play games and win prizes and things of that nature. It was so amazing seeing all of those people. And then there was the Survivor's Breakfast that started at 7:30, where everybody was able to fellowship and congregate as they ate. And then there was a Parade of Hope. I encountered so many beautiful people strutting their stuff, showing off. And one of the first families that I encountered was the Johnson family.
Johnson, this is my family, and this is my Aunt Renee, my dad. And today we're walking in remembrance of my mother, Brenda Johnson.
While navigating, it was so amazing to see the full turnout while walking through the opening ceremony festivities. I met so many more amazing people, including Miss Pat, who was once a participant and now a research volunteer.
Hi, I used to be a runner for Race for the Cure for several years, for my mother, for my sister, and other family members. This year I decided to volunteer just for at this event. And I am at the research pillar, focusing on the research that is done to figure out why women get breast cancer, earlier detection, and then treatment methods. And in that process of the last 30 years, money from Komen has made a significant impact on decreasing mortality rates in women with breast cancer. Of course, women aren't the only ones who get breast cancer. I had an uncle who had breast cancer as well.
After Miss Pat, I ran into Tanisha and Teresa, who ran for loved ones.
Tanisha.
I'm Teresa. And we are walking for women in our family who have had breast cancer, my mom, grandmother, aunts, and friends.
And this very vibrant woman who walked on behalf of her grandmother.
I am Quicklin Jamerson. I'm originally from Louisiana. I walk because of my grandmother, Margaret Anita Rose, who lost her battle in 1995. Moving here, I'm a part of the Ash Hole Cigar Club. Yeah, it's us. And in the group, one of our captains lost her mother to breast cancer, and one of our members is a survivor of breast cancer. So we walk for them.
Amazing.
And everyone else, because it's, can't win. We got it.
After handing out provisions to the participants that gathered at the starting line, I caught one more group of friends before the race started.
My name's Tanya Gottschalk, and the reason I walk is I have, my great-grandmother was a breast cancer survivor.
I'm Sam, and I walk because I lost both my mom and my grandma to cancer, breast cancer.
My name's Kendra, and I am walking for my Aunt Donna. Go Team Donna!
Go Team Donna.
She is a survivor of breast cancer.
And with that, the race started promptly at 9 a.m. Seeing the sea of pink and all of the moral support with all of those people truly spoke volumes. I then ran into Ms. Vicky, my first breast cancer survivor.
My name is Vicky Baker, and I'm 13 years survivor. Yay!
Yes. Not even 30 seconds after Ms. Vicky left me, Brandon, the first participant to cross the finish line, came through and spoke with me.
Yeah, I love it. So what is your name? Why do you run?
My name is Brandon Foster. And I came down here for my girlfriend. Her mama walking for her mama. So I just wanted to run with her.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. You was the first. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Per the CDC, breast cancer is the second most common cancer among women in the U.S., with lung cancer being the first. It accounts for 30% of all new cancer cases in women each year. Approximately 0.5 to 1% of breast cancer occurs in men, and it follows the same principles of management as women. An estimated 300,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer in men and women are expected for 2023. A woman's risk for breast cancer doubles if their mom, sister, or daughter has it, considered a first-degree relative. 15% of women diagnosed with breast cancer most likely has a family member who has it as well. After Brandon, participants by the ones, twos, and groups began to cross the finish line from the race. Just seeing all of the faces of victory, love, and full completion had me in literal tears as I filmed the end of the day. It was a beautiful thing watching people revel in celebratory bliss, finishing something they accomplished so hard.
Y'all, this is Chris at the Monthly, signing off from the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink race. It was amazing. As you can see, people are still coming through the finish line. Get on in it, baby.
Yes, we've been doing this for 30 years.
That's
now.
Right.
30 years.
Yes, that is a blessing. Blessing.
Okay, so after the race was over with, that is when the real party began. The camaraderie was in raw form as everybody danced and sang and showed off their pink and celebrated the day. I ran into more amazing souls, including this woman, Sharon, who is a pioneer for the city's breast cancer initiative and also a 29-year survivor.
My name is Sharon Andrews, and we're at the Pink Walk, used to be Race for the Cure. I am a 29-year breast cancer survivor. 30 years ago, this year this walk is 30 years old. 30 years ago, I brought the first African-American team to this walk. When we got to the survivor circle, there were two African-American survivors in the circle. We are 30 years later and you cannot count us. The difference is now we live. And it's because of advocacy. It's because of research. It's because of people like me that'll tell everybody. My name is Sharon Andrews, the founder of Sisters Who Care, who provided over 5,000 free mammograms in this community, funded by the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
Lastly was my partner volunteering with me during the event, Jennifer, who valiantly shared her survival story.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Dunn. I've been a survivor since, 2019, August of 2019. I think that the most important thing that women can do is just be aware of their bodies and, you know, so that you are familiar with yourself and notice that things change. I caught my cancer very, very early. I was fortunate that I was able to have surgery and not have to go through chemo or radiation because I was because of early detection. So I really promote that.
While leaving, I randomly encountered the executive director of the Oklahoma-Arkansas region of Susan G. Komen. She left me with some valuable info for patients and family members.
Hi, thank you. My name is Sherry Holdman. I'm the executive director for the state of Oklahoma and the state of Arkansas. And I want to make sure that everyone knows that there's resources that they need from a breast cancer perspective, whether you're one that has been diagnosed or you're a caregiver of an individual. You can call 1-877-GO-KOMEN and reach our helpline where you can receive services as far as patient care, navigation, financial, emotional, social support right here in our community in Oklahoma City and across the state. That's 1-877-GO-KOMEN, or you can email at helpline@komen.org.
Hey gang, I'm back. Once again, I want to thank you guys for tapping into this episode, Protect Your Breasts, episode 3 of the monthly. Again, that was such a gratifying experience last Saturday, being able to talk to those people and talk to family members and just get a feel of that type of love. It was just an amazing experience. I wanted to go ahead and pop in and give y'all some upcoming things that's going on with the monthly. Of course, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central, Season 1, Episode 1, which means the debut premiere of The Monthly After Dark, my new audio show. It premieres tomorrow night on all audio platforms. So your iHeartRadio, your Spotify, your Amazon, your Apple Podcasts. It's going to be on all those available to you guys tomorrow night. Episode 1 is entitled Freeze Come Out at Night. And I really hope y'all enjoy the episode. Also, next month for The Monthly Podcast, I'm going to have 4 incredible women on to speak about postpartum. You heard me, postpartum, the 4th trimester. Y'all already know how it goes. So tap back in with me next month for the monthly podcast. I want to leave you guys with an honor collage that I created for some women in my life that I've either just met or I've known that have been warriors of breast cancer. See y'all next month.